In the year or so since the Snowden revelations, our remorseful government would have us believe that it takes the right to privacy seriously, that it believes in search warrants, and understands that wide net searches of electronic communications and devices are constitutionally dubious phishing expeditions, right? But critics of intelligence agencies would have us believe that the government, no, has essentially unrestricted access to the electronic world and is watching us all the time. So now listen here to the director of the FBI, James Comey, complaining in a speech this week to the Brookings Institution that no, the police are losing their access to your digital world due to advanced encryption technology, and that, he says, jeopardizes the safety of all Americans.
Some believe that law enforcement, and especially the FBI, has these phenomenal capabilities to access any information at any time, that we can get what we want, when we want it, by flipping a switch. That is the product of too much television.
Comey is really worried that in the Snowden era, having a fully encrypted device like the new iPhone will be a feature that consumers will now demand.
Encryption just isn't a technical feature. It's part of a marketing strategy, but it will have very serious consequences for law enforcement and national security agencies at all levels.
Marketing? Say to sex offenders? Well, John Escalante, chief of detectives for the Chicago PD, told the Washington Post, the average pedophile at this point is probably thinking, I've got to get an Apple phone. Susan Landau is professor of cybersecurity policy at the Worcester Polytechnic Institute and author of Surveillance or Security, the Risks Posed by New Wiretapping Technologies. Susan Landau, welcome to The Takeaway.
Hi, thank you for having me.
So is this pedophile idea even remotely realistic as a fear?
I've heard the pedophile story bandied about for 20 years. I think what we really are looking at is not an issue of privacy versus security for the American public, but security versus security. And with so much data entrusted to our smartphones, having encryption on the smartphones is important for the private citizen, it's important for the business person, it's important for everybody.
But what about James Comey's fear that law enforcement will not have access and it's going to affect the security of all Americans?
10 years ago, people didn't have smartphones, and this data wasn't on smartphones. What happened in the last 10 years is the FBI and law enforcement got access to a tool that's very rich, and like any tool, they want to keep having it. But we had this debate 20 years ago about whether encryption should be widely available within the United States. And the government agreed that, yes, on balance, the United States is better off and more secure doing so, even though in some cases, some investigations will be harder to conduct.
Susan Landau is the author of Surveillance or Security, the Risks Posed by New Wiretapping Technologies. This is The Takeaway. So, Susan, is it possible that the abuse of access may have motivated the encryption market, that in a sense the law enforcement and the NSA and the intelligence agencies have only themselves to blame to raising encryption as a much higher profile feature?
Well, it's certainly the case that the events of the last year and a half have created a motivation for the internet companies, Google, Facebook, and so on, to talk about protecting your privacy. And so they have more of motivation for doing this than they did a couple of years ago. But even a couple of years ago, Google was already protecting its inter-data center communications. It was not necessarily anticipating the United States would be tapping into those communications, but it certainly was anticipating that other governments might be. So yes, the Snowden revelations have certainly made this more of a selling point, but it's something that we should have been doing for a long time already because of this security risk that I mentioned earlier.
I'm wondering about countermeasures, though. This reminds me a little bit of the radar detector controversy. You know what I'm talking about?
Not exactly. I mean, I certainly know that the business of it being illegal in certain states to use a radar detector.
Exactly.
But I'm not sure exactly where you're heading.
Well, if you have a radar detector on your car in the state of New York to try to elude or detect speed traps, that's illegal. You can get arrested or ticketed for having something like that. Is it possible for law enforcement and for laws to be passed that essentially make it illegal in certain states to have an encrypted iPhone? Can we do that nationally?
That would be an absolutely terrible idea, and it's an idea we walked away from back in the early 90s. In fact, there was a bill an idea like that introduced into Congress in 1992. It disappeared by 1993 because everyone realized what a poor idea it was. And in fact, in 2000, the U.S. government loosened export controls on devices with cryptography. The NSA was strongly in favor of this, and the reason was that the U.S. government, the Department of Defense, buys a lot of devices, commercial off-the-shelf devices. Having encryption built in is important. It's important for U.S. business. The business person who's traveling and who has conversations and communications and other data on their machine, not so much conversations, but data stored on their iPhone or their Android phone, it's important to keep that data secure from the casual hacker, from the person who lifts their phone while they go to the bathroom, and so on. So, in fact, this is really an issue of security, and this is a step long overdue.
Well, who do you trust in this situation? And I'm grateful to use your, perhaps wider perspective on this and the bigger picture that you seem to have. I mean, do I trust the FBI? Do I trust the companies who have made deals with the government in the past? Do I trust them to be more interested in selling cybersecurity and encryption as a feature on my devices? Who do I trust?
Who do you trust? That's a very hard question. So any law enforcement agent, they're after bad guys. Any tool that will help them get after bad guys, they want to use. And it's hard for them to balance the, well, yes, there's this businessman over in Omaha who's had their data stolen and it's hurt their company. They just can't look at it that way. On the other hand, of course, the companies have their self-interest. But this is a case where, in fact, the balance is really much more towards encryption. There was a National Research Council study done in 1996, and that was the one that said, on balance, the United States is better off with the use of encryption tools, even though, of course, everybody understood even then that there would be cases where law enforcement and national security would have trouble. The point is not that law enforcement shouldn't be able to get access to the data. The question is whether it should be really easy, and what Apple and now Google are doing with their phones is making it harder, but they're also making it harder for the hackers, for the other nation states, and that's the balance that we're fighting.
Susan Landau, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Susan Landau is professor of cybersecurity policy at Worcester Polytechnic Institute and author of Surveillance or Security, The Risks Posed by New Wiretapping Technologies.